which I need to reflect on more, and I think is an enormous gift for the South African conversation. Now, there are many forms of other kinds of sense-making intimated in the book and demonstrated, right? And so there's a lot of argumentation by demonstration, which is, of course, what an artistic disposition allows one to do. And it deals with this tension between how we move between a totalizing diagnostic and the intimate rebuilding of interior landscapes. So almost all of the authors talk about this, the work that's involved in restitching interior landscapes as a relational act. So there's these beautiful examples, like, and it all comes to intimacy. So Tanzim talks about retrofitting one building at a time. Nasreen talks about one layered or nested map building at a time. Zana talks about one sonic ensemble at a time. Nasreen talks about how digital story maps, building that one at a time, serves as that kind of act. Mefe talks about one symbolic artifact at a time. Hala talks about how one can bear witness through an artwork as an act of resistance. And lastly, Sumaya provides us a suggestion that there are new imaginative laws to, or sort of a new imaginative lens to imagine how we, to think about the air that we breathe, as the quote that you read. And so she offers up a scientific taxonomy of polluted air over time as a way of thinking about what is done to the land, how poisoning the land inhabits the body and inhabits relationships and communities. And so for me, what this book represents, what it invites us to reflect on, is what might the multiple acts of inhabitation of contaminated, of polluted, of violated lands, what might that be? And I think, and again, as I said in the beginning, you've done a remarkable job to give us an offering here that invites careful, critical reflection, but most importantly, multiple acts of unlearning within ourselves.